Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Calling all writers and would-be writers, the fabulous Stephanie Wilder Taylor and I are conducting a virtual pitching workshop. That's pitching your article, pitching your book, pitching your essay. It's going to happen on October 23rd. That's a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. We'll tell you everything we know about getting your work published online to build up your resume. It will also include an up-to-date list of over 80 places to send your stuff. You get to walk away with that. Let me know if you want a spot or pass it along to anybody who might be interested, please. The price for the workshop is $135, and you can register by emailing Stephanie here, stephaniewildertaylor@gmail.com. That's S-T-F-A-N-I. EWILDERTAYLOR@gmail.com. This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, that's my line.
I thought we'd switch it up a little, just how I switched our old thermosy water bottles to Voyage AC's elegant biophotonic water bottles.
Ah, yes, the old biophotonic water bottle. Can I tell you a little bit about these bottles?
Oh, please tell us, hon.
The violet glass has a higher frequency than any other form of light, and it's also the same frequency as the human nervous system.
Wow. I was just going to say that the bottle is pretty, and it makes my water taste good.
It's all that, and it's good for you because you can actually charge the bottle in direct sunlight for an hour to allow the UV rays to penetrate the glass and boost the water.
Okay, now Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's wellness products, along with their gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageeTCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is always willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense. And this podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge. I am so grateful because I love their fall colors. You know, I just had to get several pair because I literally live in these leggings and tops.
Yes, you do. And how cool is it that we get to promote a friend's business? Kelly Nishimoto and her whole team have become really good friends of the only one in the room.
Oh, we really love them.
Mm-hmm. And how strong and athletic you look in your leggings too, hon.
Thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. I know I feel like an athlete in my cute booty leggings. I'm sexy, confident, and strong. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Dresses, tops, loungewear, sleepwear. And their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone, even you, hun, because they started making men's briefs.
All right.
We had to get you some. Mm-hmm. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body and love your booty.
And to make the deal even sweeter, head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order.
And if you're like me and you want to get your holiday shopping done early, and everyone loves getting a cute booty package, so go ahead and order.
Right. So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order.
Hey, I want to tell you about my new favorite show, Me Becoming Mom, from People Magazine. People editor Zoe Ruderman is sitting down with famous women to hear all about their journeys to motherhood. She talked to celebs about everything from trying to conceive for years to surprise pregnancies, IVF to surrogacy, adoption to unexpected home births. Nothing is off limits in these emotional, candid, sometimes heartbreaking, but always heartwarming interviews. You'll hear from your favorite famous moms like Hoda Kotb, Alyssa Milano, Shawn Johnson, and more. So be sure to tune in and subscribe to Me Becoming Mom.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand. I am Laura Cathcart Robbins. And today we're bringing you an essay called Walking Into Another Year by Jennifer Eichenhorst, who was a guest during our season 10. She was the only one who found hope after a deadly accident. I'm going to read you a little bit about Jennifer. She's the host of Accidental Hope podcast. She's the mom of four, a wife, a middle school math teacher. Her story changed when she caused an accident that killed someone. Today, Jennifer shares how her podcast gave her a place to share her story, help people like her, and create good out of a tragic situation. Jennifer's podcasting journey reminds us that we can do big things even when we are scared. So the terminology that Jennifer uses in this is a CADI, causing accidental death or injury. And they're a group of people that have come together on Facebook and outside of that to a group of people who have caused accidental death or injury to share their stories and support each other. And they're called CADIs. So I am going to now read her essay, Walking Into Another Year. I'm walking into another year, and I'm not talking about the new year. Soon, it'll be another year since my accident. Anniversaries are always a topic of interest and extremely personal among CADIs. Do we honor it? Do we stay in bed and pretend the day does not exist? If we do want some type of remembrance, then how? It was told to me by way of a complete miracle, my neighbor of 2 years, who was also a CADI, and I never knew, that the first year was the hardest. He was right. I was subconsciously ticking off the days, weeks, and months leading to October 4th. When babies are born, we celebrate the days, weeks, and months in an enduring way. He is 3 days old, a proud mom might boast. She is 7 weeks old this Tuesday. We honor the days that pass, and soon we will count the months leading to the years. Another way birth and death become sacred, the way we count time. I remember when the hours felt like a week and sometimes a day passed and I was shocked. I counted the weeks and hated every Tuesday as a reminder that another week had gone by in this new reality. Leading to the anniversary, I was filled with more anxiety than I care to explain. I was expecting for some unknown event to happen. It was a haunting, the anticipation leading to the day life changed for so many people. We count down the days that honor the most painful days of our lives only to add another number, knowing full well part of us remains forever in that moment. In some ways, it will always feel shocking that the time has passed. But it has. In just a few days, I will honor 5 years from when I held the hand of a man I did not know in the middle of a dark country road. Half a decade ago, it's hard to believe. And because I have now met so many fellow CADIs that I understand the milestones of 5 years, 10 years, 30+ years, there is a sliver of emotion that still feels as fresh as 6 months post-accident. I am grateful for the honest truth of this kind of hard. I chose to paint on my first anniversary a scene that I imagine what the man in my accident would have loved, a motorcycle ride into the sunset. I got my hands dirty and covered up splatters of tears on the canvas with warm fall tones of trees. In the past few years, I have acted on a random act of kindness on this day. Another year, I sprinkled wildflower seeds near the scene. I always light a candle in memory of David or any other CADI that shares their anniversary with me. It's a simple gesture that stirs gratitude deep inside me as I watch the flame flicker and pray for the family of the victim. But this year, I am walking into the next year from my accident, challenging myself to grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually stronger. I follow an account on social media that was calling on followers to make a goal to reach 10,000 steps per day. I tried several times previously to make the count and came up short. I averaged 7,000 steps no matter what I did. However, this same fitness influencer put an official 10,000 per day challenge with prizes and accountability. As quick as my finger could swipe up, I was ready to join. And then the details caught me off guard. It ended on the anniversary of my accident. For a split second, I hesitated and thought to myself, but I don't know how that day will feel. I may want to be under the covers, crying, resting, and doing my best to shut out the world. The last 4 years have been a different flavor of emotions. Each anniversary comes with a hefty dose of grace for those emotions and the hard truth that you are still here to experience time moving forward. I learned this lesson once already, that I can't hide from the day, and it's okay to be grateful for breath in my lungs. And you are alive reading this rambling blog post. Though I hesitated to fill the join form and began to weep as I filled it in, I knew. This is exactly what I needed, and after a good cry, I have this feeling deep down that the man from my accident that lost his life, I believe he nudged me to click submit. There was peace as I cried and smiled. Okay, I am walking for me, and I am walking for those who can't. I am walking into this next trip around the sun stronger, doing things I never thought I could. It might sound superficial, a walking challenge, but my goal has absolutely nothing to do with fitness and everything to do with celebrating accomplishing something that reminds me of the gift of life. In August, I had a pretty rough battle with my health. Today was day one of the challenge, and I did what I thought was impossible. I hit those five digits, 10,143 on the odometer, and fist-pumped the last bit of sunset. What was the special oomph to make it happen? I think the community, like this one with accidental impacts, knowing someone out there is rooting for me and I for them. I'm putting the energy that typically fuels anxiety leading to October 4th into something positive for myself and others. No matter where you are in this journey, each new day is an opportunity to walk in the freedom that your journey is not over. If you are still in the space where getting through the day feels impossible and you can't fathom this months from now, you're not alone. Take one step at a time. Leap, if you are able. A hop, skip, jump into the hope of each new day, week, and even year that passes. There are no rules in this other than what you choose to believe for you. But please be kind and compassionate toward yourself. With love, Jen. And then that's the end of the essay, but she says, she's asking for comments. She says, how would you honor the anniversary? Here are some things I would like to do someday. Plant something, pay kindness forward with a meal, coffee, write a poem, volunteer. Where you feel passionate, challenge yourself, take a small trip to somewhere new, light a candle, visit the site, and share your heart with the deceased. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.